Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs Editor, for a year-end look at where we were in January of 24, where we will be in January of 25. We begin with the United States. November 5th, 2024. What does that mean, Gregory, for the world ahead? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, it means a new start. It means the end of the impression that the United States is disintegrating. Bear in mind that this impression, this loss of prestige, which has been going on for the United States for a decade or two, really, was compounded before the November the 5th elections by the literal coup against the sitting president to remove him from office without removing his title. So by the time the election came and was addressed so comprehensively in favor of a new approach to U.S. governance, this was a massive turning point and immediately signaled to the rest of the world that they were going to either change to meet that new U.S.-led world, or they were going to suffer the consequences. So we've started to see already the Trump administration effectively in office now, guiding much of the change which is occurring around the world, and some measures also causing leaders to attempt to undertake initiatives before President Trump formally takes office on January the 20th. But November the 5th was a major trigger for the world.
A small example, very small, but it's reverberations around the world. Tariffs. The debate between tariffs broke the Liberal Party in control in Parliament. The Prime Minister Trudeau is now isolated. His Deputy Prime Minister, Finance Minister, has left the room. And the government is brittle to the point of new election because Mr. Trump was sincere that you control your border and you control your prices or we're going to visit tariffs upon you. One example, Germany falls, France falls, South Korea falls. Now, I don't know these are all tariffs, but they are all dependent upon the strength of the U.S. In their falling, are we seeing a pattern that we can identify? What is it that they think we represent now?
Well, I think the message from the new Trump administration is we are back in charge. We are not about to tolerate further infringements on U.S. prosperity and strength. Now, it's interesting that President Trump threatened both Mexico and Canada with tariffs, and that in many ways was unfair in that a lot of the goods and illegal people coming into the United States from opponents of the United States, particularly the People's Republic of China and the like, were caused by the weakness of the United States itself. They weren't caused by Canada and Mexico. So it's, in a way, unfair to punish them for that when the United States itself was largely to blame. However, it was clear that the Canadian government of Justin Trudeau was aiding and abetting the People's Republic of China in many respects when it was in a minority government, didn't have the mandate of the people and the like. And the shock of all of that when with the Trump election was that they knew there was nowhere else to go. In fact, with Canada, we've known that Trudeau would not last through the next election. What he's done, however, is perhaps brought the next election much more into the early months of 2025. Certainly, Trudeau is isolated. He had a couple of desperate meetings and phone calls and so on with President-elect Trump and thought he was doing pretty well. But it goes to show that President Trump is not easily beguiled by someone like that. So, yes, Justin Trudeau is now on his own. His finance minister and former deputy prime minister herself is no friend of the United States. She's a rabid anti-Russian Ukrainian extraction politician who long before the Ukraine war was mounting campaigns against Russia, but supporting Trudeau against in favor of the People's Republic of China. So Trudeau now isolated, the minority parties supporting him, enabled him to get through the most recent votes of no confidence, are probably going to resile from that. The NDP leader, Mr. Singh, is hanging on so that he can get his guaranteed $2 million a year pension if he lasts through, I think, sometime in 2025. So he's basically in this for personal reasons. But the Canadian government is turning around. It will join AUKUS as soon as it can. It will help to reform Five Eyes. And I believe that what President Trump will do is not only start to bring Five Eyes into a much more practical sense among the five members, US, UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, but will help, work to combine Five Eyes with AUKUS, Australia, United Kingdom, United States alliances. So that gradually they create the world's biggest strategic alliance, which would far exceed the capabilities of NATO of old. So that's possible because Trudeau is going to go. I think we're going to probably not see punitive sanctions on tariffs against Canada because, frankly, that would be counterproductive. The Canadians would then impose sanctions on or tariffs on U.S. goods going to Canada, which would be probably even more disastrous for U.S. companies. So it's all going to come out in the wash in 2025. There'll be some desperate wriggling from cornered presidents around the world, but apart from that, it's going to be profoundly interesting and really start to see some rapid consolidation of the old West, provided we also see some reaction out of Western Europe and particularly the United Kingdom.
People's Republic of China, the broken economy, the word deflation is in the land. The stimulus packages, they keep naming them, number one, number two, number three, number four, never adequate. The market reflects no confidence, the exit of money, I could go on. CCP, it's in charge, or is it?
Well, the CCP is more or less in charge. Xi Jinping is not. Xi Jinping, I believe, has in the last 2 to 3 months been brought back under the control of the CCP. So Xi Jinping's visits to the People's Liberation Army, and which were shown on television and so on, it showed that he was more or less a captive there, and he was going through the motions of looking like he was in charge of the PLA. The PLA is back under the party to a great degree, I think. They certainly would calm down any attempt by Xi to use them erratically against, say, Taiwan South Korea, if South Korea was able to break free of its links with the CCP. But Xi, I think, under control, the economy not under control. It has, it's in depression now. It's not in recession. If they add to the problem by printing more and more money, they will just add to the inflationary woes, and they would need to spend 10 times at least what they have already committed to reviving the economy. At best, they can hope to manage the subsidence of the economy there and gradually make it stable. And that would be the only way the CCP itself would survive. So they were too late in bringing Xi under control. They're too little too late with their financial stimuluses, and the housing market's going from bad to worse. The manufacturing sector is going down. Consumer spending is not going up. Foreign investment is not occurring at all. So essentially, you've got a very, very weak China. Now, that could be sufficiently unstable for something erratic to happen. But I think now that the CCP has brought Xi under control, I think the likelihood of that happening is much more slender. We will see Beijing focus on supporting the South Korean parliament to bring the pro-US president under control. But that's really not helping much either. We're seeing the fact that North Korea is now itself losing, seeing that its military forces are not proving capable in the few numbers that they've sent to support Russia and Ukraine, so that North Korea may be also reluctant to engage in anything hostile against South Korea. So all in all, we're seeing an interesting turn of events, all of this largely brought about by the specter that the U.S. will regroup under Trump and present a solid front.
You see Russia, the No Limits Partnership, you see Russia as the upper hand, a Eurasian, projecting power in Eurasia. Is that correct?
Well, Russia doesn't really have a No Limits Partnership with the PRC. This is all propaganda stuff, and both sides knew it when they signed it. Both are mutually hostile. What we are seeing, though, is that the Russian government under President Putin so far is likely to emerge the stronger and more stable of the two alleged partners, Russia and China. So I think Russia will consolidate. It's already begun that consolidation process, knowing that the war in Ukraine is going to be wound down one way or another in early 2025. So I think we'll start to see less interaction between Russia and PRC in 2025, especially by the second half of 2025, and Russia working to rebuild its links back through the Middle East. Their main hope there now is to keep the Iranian government from collapsing. They may not be able to prevent that, but they've already started, for example, in Syria, talking to the new powers in Syria, and they're already starting to talk to opposition elements in Iran so that they can say, well, it doesn't matter about the government. Our relationship is with you, Iran, and with you, Syria, for example. So Russia's positioning itself quite well. The question is, will the Russian people basically sit by and wait for this to happen, or will there be some unrest in Russia? I'm not seeing any real evidence of unrest in Russia. Even the actions by Ukraine in assassinating, for example, senior defense people in Moscow is not feeding the Russian opposition. It's rather feeding the Russian patriotism against Ukraine.
European allies. Germany's undergoing an election for February, turning to the right. France is disorganized until the elections can be held next summer. Britain interests me, but all three of those major authorities in Europe, are they capable? Are they interested? Does it in any fashion come to their imaginations to field an army to assert themselves in Ukraine or in Syria as opposed to pleading with the United States to do it for them?
I don't think they want either the U.S. to do it for them, or nor are they in a position to do it for themselves. The concept of a European army or a European Union army has basically been talked about for 20 years and is going nowhere, will go nowhere. We see Germany fundamentally unstable and economically ruined. The return of a CDU and conservative government, perhaps even backed by the more conservative AFD, may be will bring about some economic reconstruction, but it's going to take a very long time. France is economically in much better shape than Germany at this stage. And Britain, of course, is in a stage of disintegration, apart from the fact that the monarchy, for the first time, literally, since Victorian times, is pulling the country together despite the government. So we've got a lot of moving parts in Europe, Greece, Italy, Hungary, all anxious to take control of their resources. Even Cyprus is moving separately, a small country which has basically begged Europe and the United States to protect it and Britain to protect it, now is saying we're going to have a strong hand in our own defense. These are signs of a unique awakening in Europe, which will see the end of the European Union. The question is whether the European Union goes into absolute disintegration and ceases to exist, or whether it exists only in name only and has its budget reduced and the power of the European Commission absolutely nullified.
Speaking to Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, looking at the end of 24, the beginning of 25. We turn to King Charles Report, our favorite of the week.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.